This week's parsha is Parshas Chukas, the parsha of Tahara, the parsha of Pora Aduma. In this parsha, we have a chiddush in Hilchos Tuma. The pasuk says, "Zois Teres Ha'odom, Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oyel, Kol Ha'boel Oyel V'Chol Asher Ba'oyel Yitma Shivas Yomim." This is tremendous chiddush in Hilchos Tuma. We already had in Sefer Vayikra, Parsha Shmini, Parsha Tazria, Metzora, different types of tumas. There's a tumas mago. There's tumas that you don't have to come in direct physical contact. Even carrying it will be matame by nevela. Tumas mishkav u'moishav, avazov, avazova. Just sitting on one's chair that azov sat on. But this parsha of tumas oil, there is no physical contact whatsoever. Just being in the same oil, being in the same bias, the same room with the mace, is able to bring tuma. Another chiddush by Hilchos Tuma. There's a musig in tuma called tuma ritzutza. A mace that's covered over by a mace, even if it's covered over by something but not an oil, it's going to be boikea vo'oila adarikia. And this brought about many shilas of planes flying over a besak forest. I'd like to try to understand maybe something that we could take out of these halachas. It seem lamaila from any hasoga. What could we take out? This inyan that a bias that the mace is inside. No contact, it's metame. The mace is able to be metame adlerikia, which we don't find by any other tumas. Let's try to maybe give somewhat of an explanation. The inyan of tumas mace is a toitzah. It's an outcome of chait. As long as one is alive, there's no tumas meis. Odom harishon is choite. He was supposed to go b'chaim chiyusoy legan Eden. Odom harishon is choite, and with that, he's niknas, he's nanash with misa. Misa is taking of misa is the header, the absence of Chaim, where he was, yes, supposed to live, and because of Chet, he was not Zoiche. Misa is an Oynish of Adam HaRishon. Tuma is an outcome of this Misa, where there could have been Chiyas, where there could have been light, there could have been Tikkun. In its place is a lifeless body. This is tuma, where it was shaykh to grow, and that potential is taken away. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis tells us about the godless of Odom Harishin. The Omrav Yehuda Marav, Odom Harishin misoif ha'olam v'ad soif ha'hoya. Shenemar, l'minayim asher bora likim odom al ha'oretz u'miksei ha'shomayim vat k'tsei ha'shomayim. Odom harishon's being was from one end of the earth to the other end. Miksei ha'shomayim vat k'tsei ha'shomayim. Another nekuda the Gemara brings down. Omer abeloza, odom harishon min ha'oretz ad l'rakia. He was tall. His height reached the Rakia. What do we see over here? Odom Harishon wasn't a poshta mensch. Odom Harishon's godless was spanned from one edge of the earth to the other end. His feet were on the ground. Aber Rishon was Barakia. Would like to say, maybe suggest, Ad Kama This was the koyach of Adam HaRishon, and this he lost with Misa. We ki'ilu look at it. What could have been the hashpa of Adam HaRishon? What could have been the hashpa of a person? Adam HaRishon had the yecholus of being adrakiyah hashomayim, so tumah ritzutza is bekeya adlerakia. He had the ability of being mikseh hashomayim vat kseh hashomayim. His presence from one edge of the earth to the others, so too his goof that remains will be metame from one edge to the other. In an oil hamez, in something which is mishtayach to the mace. This is the tzitzor of chait, where we look and we see what one was able to accomplish, and what chait does. Now this is all in the negative. We'd like to bring out the positive. Azeh luumazeh. The Gemara in Soita Daf Yubeis brings down when Moshe Rabbeinu was noilad, nismale kol habayis kuloi, or he was called Tuvia, the Oris Toiv, kol habayis kuloi, even though there can no physical contact, but the Metzias of Moshe Rabbeinu is Or, is Toiv. The Metzias of Torah is Or. Torah is able to spread out. And even though one may not be touching the Torah, one may not be in contact with the one that's learning, but the Hashpa of Torah is the Hashpa of Gadlus Adam, is the Hashpa of the Rotzen of the Bore. And that is able to be felt even though you may not be standing next to the person learning. There's a Meridika Maisa that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says over about the Chazan Ish. The Chazan Ish was taking a walk and he stops and he says to the one walking with him, he says, you should know, in this place there were people speaking and learning. I'm able to be the Chazan Ish, was able to be Margish, the Kedusha of Torah. He's able to be Margish, the Roshim that Torah creates, even though the people that were learning left some time ago. This is Zeh L'Umaseh, at Kama, we understand. And we know that there's a din of tuma, there's tuma ba'oil, there's tuma ritzutza. We have to use that same understanding to be maimik, misboinin, that the or of Torah by us is a metzias. Maybe something with the current events. Everyone's very excited for the new technology against missiles. They developed a laser that could shoot down missiles. That's nice. Maybe it's good for sales. It's good for PR. What is a laser? A laser is light. It's light that's condensed, that's focused. And it's very, very powerful. That's good for Umas HaOlam. Our laser is the Or of Torah. Our laser is the Mir Yeshiva with thousands of people learning together. If the Chazon Ish was able to be Margish, the Or of Torah of people standing outside and learning, Try to be mizbein and think, what koyach does yeshiva have? How much or is together? How much protection does it give? Maybe maybe this is something that we can all try to be mechazik on. Bring or to one's house. Learn Torah at home. The bias will be nesmalu kuloi or. Learn Torah, and the or of Torah will be the emes and megan on Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael.